This week we're going to discuss the film Ishmael's Ghosts, but I think we'll find as we talk about it, its proximity to Valentine's Day is much more appropriate than it would be if it were in October. This is not a Halloween-type film at all, is it?
No, no, no. This is about love. It's about love and complicated love.
Which can be scary in its own right.
Absolutely, so. Yeah, and that's why there's the ghost. But indeed, Desplechin is known for his basically quest. He's always looking for what's behind, you know, always going into the psychology of characters and as much as he can. And in fact, some of the characters that appear in this movie have appeared in prior movies, like the Daedalus, for instance, keeps reappearing. And so he's really always trying to get more out of this character. And in this particular case, he outdoes himself because he has two famous monument actresses basically vying for one man. And the first one, Sylvia, she's played by Charlotte Gainsbourg. And anybody who knows anything about French culture knows her father, Serge Gainsbourg, famous singer, actor even, in writer mostly in the 60s, married to Jane Birkin. And so she's an amazing actress that some people have seen probably in 21 Grounds and probably more likely into The Antichrist and Nymphomaniac, which shows that she doesn't mind being totally open, and whether it's with showing her body or it's talking about emotion. In this case, I can reassure there is no body shown, but there's a lot of emotional expression. So it is definitely a psychological thriller. Now, the other actress is Marion Cotillard, and I suppose...
Well, she's most well famous here, in America, probably, mm-hmm. from Inception, an excellent film, and she had a major role in that.
And she also played with Brad Pitt in Allied.
Yes.
So both of these actresses actually speak beautiful English, but of course this is a French movie. And so there is a lot of excellent acting from these two women, as well as from the male, Mathieu Alamaric. The story itself has a film within a film. So the main character is actually a filmmaker making a film. And so you are always shifting between the film that he's making and directing and his own life, which turns out to be also some kind of a complex film. So we have subplots. We have an espionage thriller thrown in this movie and a psychological thriller at the same time.
Will American audiences be able to understand the subtleties of kind of art imitating life that's going on?
I think so. I think it's well done. I mean, this filmmaker is being prized in Cannes and coming out with a new movie, actually got excellent reviews. So, yeah, I think so. I'll just have to pay attention. Of course, it's not your blockbuster, but we don't show that anyway. And it is of movie that you want to pay attention to, and we always discuss afterwards anyway.
Well, we know about Cotillard and about Charlotte Gainsbourg, but what about the male lead? They're both vying for his affection. Is that a well-acted part?
Yeah. He actually seems to be completely lost between these two women because he... I mean, I don't want to divulge more than I've written in the poster that can be found now on the website, Murray State Cinema International. But definitely he is, he's lost his wife, young wife, played by Marion Cotillard, called Carlotta, 20 years ago. she disappeared. She just disappeared. And no word of her. And her own father has no news. And her own father is a filmmaker. So it's all a world of filmmakers. And then suddenly she reappears. But of course, she appears a bit to be a ghost because she is jumps out of nowhere and meets Sylvia, his new partner. And they are two very different characters, and they play like that. Sylvia is a scientist, very composed. That's Charlotte Gainsbourg. And Carlotta, who is in fact Marion Cotillard, he's the one who disappeared, who just comes back and says, hey, I want my husband back. Of course, that causes quite a bit of psychological turmoil.
Films like this that are basically made just for artistic expression and entertainment purposes, what kind of discussion usually comes about these type of movies?
Well, you can discuss this, the human interaction that's going on. It's very believable to some, maybe not to others. So that's a discussion. Then you can also talk about the artistic side of making such movie that is not a chronological, film from beginning to end. You follow the character. There's like subplots. And okay, you can carry it to another level, which is more philosophical. And one of the lines that I picked up from one of the critics was that the Ismael's ghost tells us that maybe our most persistent ghosts are the living whom we've failed. And so when, ghosts come and haunt you, they may not be real ghosts, but there's something about these characters that you failed, maybe.
And the director, is he respected in France?
Oh, yeah, very much so. Desplechin is definitely well-known. Yeah, as I said, prized at Cannes. And,
And so,
prolific, actually.
So would this movie be, would any of his films be an event? I would compare it to when Quentin Tarantino releases a film in America, I make a point to go see it. Would he be a director if you were a fan of film that you'd make a point to go
see?
Yeah,
if you're a fan of film, you do. Yeah, it's like the Sundance selections, they come up at Cannes, and Cannes definitely don't just stick to blockbusters. They take movies that have substance, and so they can be indie movies that come out of the dark and into the light, and there are some very good ones that have actually being around the circus of art houses, but then into a wider public as well. So, the French art scene is quite different from the American art scene. There's a lot more of it, and it's sponsored, government sponsored, so there's more opportunities to see a variety of movies than perhaps here.
Well, is there anything else you'd like listeners to know about Ishmael's Ghosts ahead of its showings this week?
Well, of course, it's played on Thursday and Saturday, 7:30 as usual. And I think it's good to know that you can kind of look for Desplechin's other movies because there's like almost a trilogy. And so we may bring them back, so people can reconnect with the character Daedalus, who's the character in the subplot, by the way. Happens to be the main male character's brother. So there's another level that he's actually trying to come to terms with a ghost of his brother that he doesn't see, that he doesn't talk to, and that hurts him. So he makes a movie about him. And so there's these levels of ghosts that this filmmaker is struggling with, and that's what we're seeing. But not confuse the filmmaker with his main character, right?
Right.
It's not autobiographical. Yeah.
Thank you, Therese.
You're welcome.